And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Monday, October 12th, 2020. Today in the news, is gold cheaper at $2,000 an ounce in 2020 than it was at $35 an ounce in 1971? Asked Doug Casey's International Man. The U.S. economy today is floating on a number of asset bubbles, equities, housing, and bonds. All of these bubbles rely on ultra-low interest rates, unlike 1971. If you account for the differing economic factors between now and 1971, you could make the rational claim that gold at $2,000 an ounce is cheaper than $35 an ounce in 1971. The M1 money supply today is about $5 trillion. That's 30 times higher. If you were to back the currency 100% by gold, then the 261.5 million ounces of gold held by the U.S. government would need to be valued at $20,000 an ounce, or about 10 times the current price. The pollster Gallup has found that a majority of 56% of Americans feel they're better off now under Donald Trump's presidency than they were 4 years ago under Barack Obama and Joe Biden. The survey recorded the highest number of Americans in history saying that they feel like they're in a better position 4 years into an incumbent's presidency. The idea for the survey originates in a question Ronald Reagan asked Americans during his presidential campaign in 1980. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? President Trump has announced that he won't be approving any more economic stimulus or relief legislation until after the election, reports Washington Examiner. We cannot just go back to where we were because we're in a different world now. At some point, the stimulus has to stop so that we can get on with the task of building the new economy we need instead of continuing to prop up all the last bits of the old one we'll never return to. We've done enough cash splashing to get the economy as a whole to a self-sustaining liftoff. And lastly, to discover 7 things that matter for the markets going forward, according to Ben Carlson at A Wealth of Common Sense, visit us at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.